for the WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A new poll shows an advantage for Democrats in some state Senate races. Meanwhile, presidential candidates are flocking to Virginia to campaign, and studies show that just a couple of minutes talking to your doctor can make a big difference if you abuse or are addicted to alcohol. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, October 28th. A federal judge recently struck down a Virginia law requiring marriage applicants to disclose their race, but the two sides in the legal dispute disagree over what that ruling means. Earlier this month, federal judge Rossi D. Alston Jr. in Alexandria ruled that a Virginia law requiring marriage applicants to state their race is unconstitutional and cannot be enforced. But state officials say they believe they can still ask that question, as long as it's clear that applicants can decline to answer. That was the compromise Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring put forward immediately after the lawsuit was filed. But the lawyer who filed the suit says the question must be removed from the form entirely. He has urged Judge Alston to clarify to state officials that the race question must be struck entirely. A new Wasson poll released Monday morning indicates Virginia voters prefer Democrats in four key Senate district races, reflecting what they call the Trump bump. Charles Fishburne with VPM News reports.
The Wasson Center says aggregate responses from voters in four competitive Senate districts lean Democratic. In the 7th, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, the 10th, Chesterfield, Richmond, the 12th, Henrico, Hanover, and the 13th, Loudoun, Prince William.
What we found is that 59% of voters said they would be less likely to vote for a state Senate candidate that supports President Trump.
The Wasson Center's Rachel Bitterkofer.
And 54% said they'd be more likely to vote for a state Senate candidate that supports impeaching Trump.
Likely voters also give Democrats a 17-point advantage in enthusiasm on both the generic ballot and legislative control tests in their most stringent model. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Two presidential hopefuls are making stops in Virginia to help the state's Democrats win legislative elections. U.S. Senators Kamala Harris and Amy Klobuchar campaigned alongside General Assembly candidates on Sunday. Republican Vice President Mike Pence is set to visit Virginia Beach next weekend. Former Vice President Joe Biden will also campaign in Virginia next weekend. Virginia is one of only four states holding legislative elections this year. Off-year elections tend to have lower voter turnout, and that has generally benefited Republicans. From VPM News, Ben Pavier reports.
Less than 30% of registered voters cast their ballot in 2015, which is the last time the full General Assembly was up for a vote. Larry Sabato heads the University of Virginia's Center for Politics.
The people who are most motivated in the electorate tend to be older, whiter, and they tend to be Republican.
Back in the 1950s and 60s, Sabato says the off-year elections helped segregationist Democrats. It allowed them to distance themselves from the increasingly liberal National Party. Changing Virginia's election calendar would require a constitutional amendment. Sabato doubts many politicians are eager for change.
There's one thing they know for sure. They were elected under the current rules.
Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
Health experts want Virginia lawmakers to approve a system for licensing music therapy. Music therapy is used to help people with various medical conditions develop everything from language skills to motor coordination. It can provide a drug-free way to regulate moods in people with depression or foster socialization in those with limited means of communication. Music therapy gained popularity in veterans' hospitals in World War II as doctors became interested in music's ability to heal soldiers with both physical and mental problems. Regulators want to set credentialing standards for therapists and set up a system for the state to handle complaints. Finally today, unhealthy alcohol use is the third most common cause of preventable death in America. But research shows that just a 90-second conversation with a doctor could make a difference. Now, Virginia Commonwealth University plans to study how family doctors can do a better job addressing dangerous drinking. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
One in five Americans drink more alcohol than they should. Yet, studies show family doctors may not be bringing the issue up as much as they should. Alex Christ is a family doctor and researcher at VCU.
We see that only about 13% of patients say that their doctor even talk with them about drinking, and only 7% of patients with alcohol use disorder say that they received any counseling or any treatment.
VCU has been given a grant to address that problem. They'll help family doctors work out a better and more frequent routine for how to question and counsel all their patients on alcohol use. The hope is to change behavior before someone becomes dependent.
A lot of times clinicians and practices are so busy taking care of people, it's difficult to kind of stop and think through things. So one of the things that we are doing is creating a space to think about this. The other thing we're going to be doing, though, is creating networks. So we're hoping that all the practices are going to learn from each other.
The 3-year study will work with 125 primary care practices throughout the state, potentially reaching 1 million Virginians. I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.